This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, and that was Elaine Silver singing her wonderful song, Standing in the Possibility. Tonight, Bonnie and I are going to talk about a very mysterious question. Right, Bonnie?
That's right, yes. Who hasn't wondered whether or not they are able to tap into their own psychic abilities?
You know, it's getting more and more prevalent that people are becoming intuitive, and some of them get a little taken back by it, but I think it's the new energies coming on the planet. And people get confused about how it works, and they want to know if it's similar to energy work. What do you think, Bonnie?
I think it's very similar to energy work, but when you first begin to experience these phenomena, it can be very shocking. You have to have a good teacher. That's what I did. I found myself a good teacher.
Well, I think that when somebody wakes up and they've had a dream, say, about maybe somebody coming to visit and the phone rings and that person's on the phone coming to visit, it's a little scary. And not everybody can find a teacher because some of these energies are so new to them. It's an expansion of their intuition. So it's something that happens once in a while, whereas with you and I, it's kind of like on a daily basis. Isn't that true?
That's right, but I still refer to it as intuition. I think that's a lot easier for people to wrap their minds around. When you say psychic phenomena, it sounds otherworldly and weird, and you picture gypsies with, you know, scarves on their heads and big hoop earrings, and you know what I mean. So
I
when you talk about just increasing your own intuition, tapping into your own intuitive abilities, I think that's a little bit more familiar.
And there's a difference between hinting that maybe if you take a left, you're going to hit that traffic jam like you did on your motorbike, or if you take a right, you're going to be okay. Then having a psychic dream leaves a deep impression on you. And I'm telling you, some psychic dreams take energy out of the body. There was one that was a mother in Los Angeles, and there had been an earthquake, and it was 2:00 in the morning, and she was having a dream, and her daughter was screaming and calling for help, and she couldn't go back to sleep. She kept hearing her daughter calling for help, so she got up, didn't even get dressed, put her slippers on, and drove across town. I think she had to go from someplace in L.A. over to Venice, and she had the keys to her daughter's apartment, and she went in, and her daughter was on the bed. A picture over the bed had fallen on top of her daughter. The glass had broken, had cut her daughter's body, and she was trapped.
Wow. See, and that sort of thing happens all the time. And you can either be afraid of it, you can be scared by it, or you can recognize it for the gift that it truly is. This mother was able to actually do something concrete. This dream had an actual, real, physical purpose in her life.
And sometimes we don't know what it is at the beginning. It doesn't make any sense. Have you had a dream like that, Bonnie?
Of course. Oh, all the time. But it's funny, when you start to keep track of them, if you keep a dream journal and you write down some of these things that stick with you, they tend to stick with you and you can't shake them. It might take hours, days, weeks, or months before something will happen and you'll go, oh, that's what that was. That's what that meant. Now I understand.
I know what I wanted to say. There's a different between being psychic and the gift of knowledge. I don't think there really is. I know there's a lot of people with very strong religious beliefs that think that all psychics should be burned to the stake, whereas it's really a natural part of the body.
Yes.
And we can't stop ourselves from growing in that direction.
Yes, and I think it's ironic that you mentioned the gift of knowledge, because during the years that I spent in church as a born-again Christian, we took a test to determine what your spiritual gifts are, and I went off the chart with the gift of knowledge. But if I mentioned the word psychic, if I said that I was having visions, then I would have been looked at sideways, like there was something wrong with me. But you're right. To me, I mean, that's one and the same. They both mean the same thing.
Right, and I think it's very sad that has been applied to the word, but it has been. And people out there that don't know how to use these energies, or they use them in a negative way. When you use psychic energy in a negative way, I am saying that you are doing something hurtful to somebody else, like trying to make them do something against their will. And right. this energy is strong enough that if you find a person who's vulnerable or in a weakened state, that is possible through the power of suggestibility.
That's but, right. You're talking about like curses. The way that they used to do, say, in the old country, or
kind of, but not even like that. If somebody had some money given to them, and somebody else wanted the money, and they kept talking about where you should spend it over and over and over again until they just became a PA, and then the person says, "Oh, I'll give it to you so that you'll just shut up." And this happens with older people. In fact, it happened mm-hmm. to my older sister. I was very concerned, and these people wanted a certain amount of money from them. They got it. They have it. They've invested it. Where it's going to go, I don't know. But I just think that this is something that everybody has to be careful of. And another thing that I want to remind people, that if you are giving money to anybody, you make sure that you get a receipt, something in writing. And you know, Bonnie, I do psychic readings all over the world.
Right.
And I always send a receipt. I either send a receipt from my credit card machine or from PayPal. Everybody gets a receipt. And you should never play games with it, because they're buying energy, just like they're buying time to go to the psychiatrist or go to have somebody listen to them. It's the same thing.
That's exactly right. And you're talking about the equal exchange of energy. When someone puts forward their hard-earned cash, they deserve to have something of equal value in return. And that is exactly what we intend.
Well, of course, you know, when you're doing your healing work, if somebody calls you up from Australia, or if they call you from France, Bonnie, and they ask you what they can do about something, and you tell them, there ought to be some kind of an exchange of energy.
That's right.
Especially if you're sending over something. And I know that this is starting to be very important to you, because you do great work. And you know how to quiet down the body, and you know how to bring about healing. That's part of your training, isn't it?
It is. It is very much so. And when those calls come in, it's something that's come with this new energy. When those calls come in, the energy happens. It happens so quickly. I know.
It kicks in. That's the word.
I know. Or hear what it is that is being requested, then I can send exactly what's needed.
So you tune in. Let me tell you how that works. It's very interesting about that, how that works. I'm fine with people. You know, I don't go down the street and say, "Oh, I think she's going to have a red dress on her. Oh, I think she's going to have a problem." Or, "Oh," that's not how psychic ability works at all. But a lot of people think it does. You have to be requested. So if somebody asks the question, I'm going to take a minute, tune into their energy, and give an answer. It's the same with you. If somebody asks you something, then you're going to take the time to tune into the energy, and then the answer is usually right in front of you. In fact, I'm finding that my first response is the best one.
Yes. Yes. Well, because your spirit is in tune. You almost don't have to have your conscious mind involved in the answering of the question. When your spirit is in tune, you're able to just put forth the information.
We both have a dear friend named Kathy. And yes. Kathy says that she's famous for journalizing my first responses to things. Because then she'll go back and read, and she'll laugh. And I won't even realize or remember that I said it sometimes.
Right.
She's our note taker. You know, there's a lady who was very popular years ago. Her name is Dinah Shore. And she made a great little ditty called The Gypsy. And I've often said, why do people keep going back to the same psychic over and over? Let's hear what she has to say.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you'll only believe. gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true. And yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody sing you, but I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the gypsy.
Hello, this is Bonnie McDade, and we're back with Let's Find Out. And that was a great song. I remember that actually from, oh my goodness, how far back was Dinah Shore on? A long while.
Well, I think it was recorded in the late 40s, but it was very popular in the States. Still popular in a way if people would just listen.
Right,
it's a neat little song.
We want to remind everybody that today's show is a call-in show. If you have any questions about psychic ability, how to tap into your own, or if you have questions about anything that we're discussing here tonight, you can call in 888-815-9756, and that's in the U.S. and Canada.
Great. So what kind of information can a psychic give? And I think that I'm asking that in a broader sense than just going for a reading and having tarot cards. I'm talking about even when they're on the table, Bonnie, don't you have a system where you pick up energy from a person?
I do. And for me, I tend to dig into the person's own energy field. I go into their aura. I go into their own spirit. And once I've got permission from them to do that, that's mm-hmm. where I get the information from.
And I know there was one lady that was waiting for something about her husband's job, and she asked me what would happen. And you know what I said back to her? I don't know yet because it's not in the energies. And people are surprised. Why did you say that? Now, some psychics could guess. And some psychics may guess right. That's true. However, I believe in free will, and I believe that you have to say what's in the energies. And if there has not been a decision made, you shouldn't put something in the energies.
That's
because
right.
Because if you know, you're going to drive
integrity.
It your way. It has to do with an understanding about how energy works. Yes, of course it's integrity. But it's an understanding about energy works, because the other thing that we teach in our vibrational healing class is setting a condition, the power of setting a condition. Mm-hmm. When I was first training with my teacher, who was Meg Stettner, she taught us how to be very careful when giving a reading. And one thing she said is never tell anybody that they're going to be in a car accident. Don't tell them. You
That's
can't
right.
because you'll create the car accident. And
That's
I never
right.
understood that until recently.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that when I pick up things like that in someone's energy field, when I have a very strong feeling that something like that is going to happen, I know how to stop the energy, to reverse the energy, to change it. And instead of saying you're going to be in a car accident, I might say something like, you might want to be careful driving around for the next whatever I feel the time period is. And
have you checked your car? How are your brakes?
Right.
Slow it down. I think sometimes I'll say, are you a fast driver? And the people will start to giggle because they know they are. So, of course, they're giving it away.
And you're not scaring anybody. It's more of a helpful advisory type of an advice.
And the other thing that you can never say is when somebody is going to die. That's totally out of order. You can say, I feel low energy. I think they're struggling with their energetic field. I do think that there might be a crisis because of the low energy. That's about all you can say. It's up to God. It's not up to a psychic to determine the date of death.
That's right. And your psychic impressions can be changed when the person who is the subject of the whether or not they're dying decides that they're not, as a matter of fact. They decide they're going to stay.
And I even had that happen to me at a recent psychic fair. I had said to somebody I thought their father had low energy and he could cross, and they heard me totally differently from what I meant. And they went around saying Elizabeth Joy said my father was going to die, which I never would say. Because it's something that you cannot do. Just like you cannot predict anything that's real doom and gloom. You have to warn people, but then the rest is up to the universe. And sometimes when you see something, you can turn it around. You can say, I know that because we had the discussion, that didn't happen.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Youthena Jar's an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, how to access the fifth dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
This week in the Metaphysical Book Corner, I want to introduce you to an author and a book that has had a tremendous impact on my practice and in my life. Carolyn Mace is the author, and Why People Don't Heal and How They Can is her book. In this entertaining and insightful book, she brings us face to face with the very personal and sometimes hidden reasons that people will actually choose to remain in their illnesses. She uncovers the psychological roots underneath some of the most debilitating health conditions. She imparts wisdom and understanding while exacting just the right amount of leverage to remove these blockages from deep within us. Whether you're a healer or someone stuck in your own illness, this is an invaluable addition to your holistic library. Why People Don't Heal and How They Can by Carolyn Mace is this week's pick on the Metaphysical Book Corner.
You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Well, hi, we're back, and this is Elizabeth Joyce. And Bonnie, you were about to tell us a story.
That's right, about changing the energies. Mm-hmm. I had a friend who was going skiing, and during his trip, I was struck with a very sudden feeling that he was going to be very severely injured. And so I took myself aside, went into a closed room, and I just put him in the circle of light. And I sent some protective energy, and when I felt that it was complete, I dropped it and I rejoined my friends in the festivities and carried on with my day. Not even a week later, I heard from the friend who had been skiing, and he hit a tree, and he fractured his ankle in four places, and it could have been really, really serious. I mean, he understood that it was going to be a serious injury, and when he walked away, or when he came away with only that injury, he realized.
Well, you know what you did? You set up an energy field. That's what you did. And you may not have realized it or realized how important it was, but you probably averted him from either having a hit on the head or having even a worse of an accident, even though I know the ankle will be hurting for some time.
Right.
But I will tell people, sometimes people will dream about a car accident, and I will say, go back into the dream. Lay down, remember what you saw in the dream, and change it. Make a change. That way you might have a little fender bender, you might have a little upset, but nothing serious will happen. And I had the dream when I was with Amma, when I had the 30 days with Amma, and I was telling Iris, we got to put white light around the car. And even
right.
Suda and I, we surrounded the car with white light, and in the parking lot in Boston, my car got scraped, but it didn't get dented or anything, but it did get scraped.
You set that right condition.
You did an energy field. It's different from a condition. A condition is a thought. An energy field is energy. And we just went around the car and we set an energy field so that the car kind of like bounced off, but there was a little bit of a scrape, and I'm getting it taken care of, but it's still interesting. It could have been plowed into or something.
That's right.
So
now we have a caller. We have a caller from Maryland. Kim is on the line. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Elizabeth and Bonnie. How are y'all?
Very good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. First time calling in with you all. I have called on the show before on Allison Baugman's show.
Oh, great.
I enjoy this show. I just have a question. My mom had a pet bird that flew away, I guess, about maybe the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been, well, of course, she's been going crazy about her trying, you know, we've made flyers out and so forth. I myself have been seeing spirits since I was 5, and I told my mom that I feel, because she's worrying herself to death, that I feel that I have seen her, that she's passed.
The bird is gone, yes. Is it a parakeet?
No, it's not a parakeet.
It wasn't, but it was greenish blue?
No, it was a gray.
Okay, I'm feeling a greenish blue around the bird. So if it wasn't a parakeet and it wasn't that color, feeling the blue, I would think that it's gone to its resting place. I think that's what the blue means. So I'm with you, Kim. I think the bird is gone, and I'm really sorry, but I do feel that.
Right, and the greenish blue to me always seems to indicate a health condition.
Well, she was actually, the greenish blue means health condition.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So was she not feeling well? But the bird, when a bird is a caged animal and then it flies away, doesn't have any of the natural instincts. So, you know, anything can happen. It probably got confused and didn't know what was going on.
Well, she hung around her house for like 3 days. We saw her, and of course she was so high up in the tree. She stayed in the area for, oh my gosh, probably a couple weeks, and you know, I just.
So she didn't think of hanging the cage outside with the door open?
Oh, we did all of that, of course, and
okay.
No, she, like I said, I think that's what kept her in the area. But she was actually an African gray, if you're familiar with them. It is
yes.
A parrot gray with the red tail, and
well, that's why I asked, because although I did see a flash of red, I just knew the greenish blue was that she's gone. Thank you for the call, Kim, and I hope that we hear from you again soon.
Okay, well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And now we have Donna from Canada. How are you, Donna?
I'm just tickety-boo. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. I like that.
What can we do for you?
Well, my father passed away almost 3 months ago, and I was just wondering, will there be a will read for him?
What do you think, Elizabeth?
I don't think I should be answering that on this show. Donna, I'm not going to tune into that. We're supposed to be asking questions about the show, about psychic abilities, so I want to thank you for the call. But you can call back at another time with that question.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'd like to tell Donna, you can go ahead and send Elizabeth an email. Go right onto our page on BBS Radio, and you'll be able to get in touch and maybe get into that at another time.
Well, the question is, can psychics see ghosts and can they speak to the dead? And my answer is yes, of course. Some can, some can't. But then the person on the other side has to come in and give them the message. Again, it's another energy thing. And I do not believe that one can give an off-the-cuff answer to that question, Bonnie, and I'm trying to explain why I would hesitate to answer it. It would be a time that I would want to be doing a meditation, and then I would want to sit and concentrate on him, his name, and his birth date so that I would be correct. And that's
right, of course,
why I had to do that. But I have seen and spoken to deceased people all the time, especially when they are first ascending, when they first leave the body. There's many, many times when I've picked up on it and I've helped them cross. I did that with my own father. But, Bonnie, you remember the Unsolved Mysteries episode where I
saw right.
this lady that had died in Texas, and I didn't know who she was, but her spirit kept talking to me for about 3 weeks, and I eventually found out that it was one of my friend's aunt, and of course we solved the crime.
Right, and that came to you in the form of a recurring dream.
Correct.
That's something that was unexplainable to you, but as soon as you mentioned it to the right person, and the universe always puts us in the right place with the right mm-hmm. person, then it all fell into place. All the pieces fit.
Yes. Now, tell me about a dream you may have had where you felt somebody was speaking to you through the dream, Bonnie.
Well, I have an example of something that the two of us have dreamed mutually, and that was being awoken from a sound sleep. I'm in the dream being awoken mm-hmm. from a sound sleep, and there are ladders up against the walls on the outside, people coming in the bedroom, through the window, through the door, just from all directions. And I had that dream over and over and over again, and I mentioned it to you, and
we had the same dream.
That's
it was so
right.
funny. It was really
That's
funny.
Right.
We had that happen a couple of times.
That's right, and that was before we began with the radio show.
It was
before your book was published, and so these things now are coming to pass.
That's true. And I think this is the time perhaps to give out our websites, Bonnie. And my website is www.new-visions.com.
And I'm at www.blossomspring.com.
And we're about to go into another commercial break.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Bonnie McDade and I are looking for guests for our show throughout the fall and winter months. Let's Find Out is on bbsradio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, Sunday evenings. It's a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates that we co-host, and we discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus name email list every week to promote our guests. This is a great way to advertise yourself and your business. So if you have an interest, send us an email or get in touch with bbsradio.com, and we'd be happy to have you on. Thank you. If you have lost your sense of fun, feeling stuck in the old routine, are emotionally bankrupt, and are searching for that spark, then you are really ready to connect with your inner Contessa. Louisa Rache invites you to spend some time with her in Italy. Treat yourself to a beautiful retreat in Tuscany to reconnect to your inner wisdom, release fears and doubts, and embrace your birthright of abundance, passion, and power. October 2nd to October 9th. Call Louisa Rache at 215-598-0632. Or you can read all about it at www.innercontessa.com. This is an amazing journey that promises to be so much more than a vacation. Again, call Louisa at 215-598-0632 for further information.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. On Sunday night, August 29th at 9 p.m., Bonnie McDade and I will be following up with our psychic show by having as our guest one of the top psychics on the East Coast. Frank St. James is well known for his psychic detective work. Frank has appeared on several of the top TV shows, including Psychic Detective, and is also a radio personality. He has worked with the police and the FBI for over a decade and usually pinpoints the answer to your questions like a bullseye. Frank is very, very popular among the people here in New Jersey up through Massachusetts and will be on the air to answer your personal questions. Yes, this is a call-in psychic show, so please listen to Let's Find Out on Sunday night, August 29th, and give us a call. We'll be waiting with your answers.
You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Hi, welcome back to Let's Find Out. This is Bonnie McDade, and I'm here tonight with Elizabeth Joyce, and we're answering your questions about psychic abilities and tapping into your own. And we have a caller on the line tonight. Denise, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Great. What's your question?
Well, I was wondering about the feelings that you have, the connection that you have with certain individuals, that sometimes the body actually feels like they're very attracted to that person. And then the other point where they're totally, their energy makes you just turn around and just cry. And I'm not
or wince.
The best person. Yes, or wince, or and how to control those emotions. And I'm sure you guys train yourself.
That's called courting, Denise, and it comes from past lives. And there are people that we recognize as dangerous. If you're walking down the streets of New York, you might get a sense that somebody's a little bit questionable, and you might go into a restaurant to protect yourself. This is the physical warning system of the body. Sometimes when you meet somebody, you just love them right away, and you talk and talk and feel like you're old friends. And other times you meet people that put you off a little bit. It make you feel very guarded. It has to do with your inner sense, your inner programming, and it has to do with past lives. What I do in that case is I try not to make a judgment, but you've heard the old saying, you know, the first impression is usually the best. You just give everything a chance, try to take a deep breath and smile and stay in the moment, stay in the present, and listen to your feelings and honor them. If there's a party and you meet somebody and you think that he's a little bit pushy or rude, just make an excuse and leave that area. But if you see somebody that you think is a great friend, make plans with them again, talk with them, and follow your instincts. Always listen to your inner intuition. Even when you have a psychic reading, if you feel that what the psychic is saying isn't something you want to do or something that you're comfortable with, you need to make up your own mind. Isn't that right, Bonnie?
That's exactly right. In fact, I had a client yesterday. I told her the very same thing. She had been to see someone, and she felt that the information she was given was not correct, and I made sure to make the impression that it was very, very important to trust her very own instincts.
Mm-hmm.
Your spirit, your blessed higher self knows what's best for you. And when you're in a situation like that, Denise, when you come in contact with a stranger who your energy attracts or repels, it's very important to remember that your spirit is talking to their spirit. It's not just your physical earthly being. And your spirit holds on to information from many past lifetimes and usually will tell you, without telling you exactly precisely, that this person was not good to you in the past. This person is not going to be good to you now. So make a beeline for the door, go in the other direction. So, okay. Yes, that does happen.
One of the problems I came across was it was my girlfriend from high school, and she and I had that feeling, but as soon as I broke through and cried with her, mm-hmm. then she was killed in a car accident the following year.
So you helped her.
That's why now whenever I feel that feeling of scariness, I always think of death. That person's going to die or they're going to hurt somebody, and I can't get past that feeling.
You're recognizing the feeling, but try not to put that onto somebody. You might feel that they're in pain, that they're going through pain, or that they have something yet to clear. But try not to put death with it.
Oh, well, I assumed that the second time after I felt it with her, and that's what happened to her. I assumed it for the next time I felt that.
Okay, and I actually have a pretty interesting story. I can't remember exactly where I heard it from, but a friend of mine, let's say, was doing a session with a client on the chair. She had done a past life regression because this client was very, very much at odds with her mother-in-law. I mean, we hear stories like that all the time. But it had become severe enough that she went to see someone. She needed therapy because it was such a caustic relationship. Well, during the past life regression, she came to find that this woman was her very, very best friend on the other side, and that they both needed to work out this particular relationship issue for the growth of their individual spirits, and they decided to come together and do it together. So when she came out of the hypnosis at the end of the therapy session, she just was laughing. She couldn't believe it, and it made it so much easier for her to then deal with this mother-in-law in this lifetime, knowing that there was a cosmic reason for it all, knowing that it's going to be okay, that she's supposed to learn something from this. And it took the weight off of it.
She listened with more respect.
That's right. That's right.
One time I was asking about enemies and why we have enemies, and I had a dream about this beautiful convertible. It was like a bright yellow Cadillac convertible, and the top was down. And there were all these people in this car, and every single one of them had hurt me in the past. And they were driving by my house waving, "Hi, how's your day? Hope everything's going well." And I just
laughed.
Because the message was, we call everybody into our energy field. This is what the great yogis teach, and it's very hard to remember and understand. We call everybody in for good or for ill, and it's through our thought system and our belief system, and it's to help with the growth of the soul. So
right.
The first thing Louise Hay teaches when you are in a conflict is ask the question, how did I bring this to myself? And then take a minute to go within and see who they remind you of in their primary family. What is it that isn't yet healed? Why are you going through this time and time and time again? A lot of women get the same boyfriend. It's the same energy in a different face. And most of the boyfriends are like the father, that she's still working through those energies. So it's something that you can really handle and understand if you take your time with it and don't make rash decisions. Don't you think, Bonnie?
Absolutely, absolutely. Did we answer your question for you, Denise?
Yes, you did.
Oh, fantastic. Awesome. Thank you.
Hope to hear from you again. Okay, now, Bonnie, I want to say, is there a psychic who's 100% accurate?
Oh, boy, if there is, you sign me up. No, you know, we all have our moments. We all have our missed calls, and I think it's very important to realize that the energy does shift. So what's right on this moment might be different 10 minutes from now, 10 days from now.
Well, I have a little saying. The only one I know who's 100% accurate is Amarita Nandamayi. And I really think that one needs to be very devout and very conscious of what they're doing and have their own meditation practice to lean in more and more and be more accurate for people. But there's wonderful things that psychics can do. They can warn you about health problems. They can help you with your children, with your relationship, as long as they are the ones that say it's time to bring in the love. It's time to bring the love. How can you love it? How can you love your upset?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you tapped into it a moment ago when you said to develop your own meditation schedule. You want to be able to tap into your own higher intuition. Become your own psychic. Mm-hmm. That's the best information, the way to get the best information. So how do you suggest you start? Someone who maybe has those moments of insight, how would you suggest they get started in really, really honing this skill?
Well, I think they should start to meditate and ask to be guided, and then maybe they would find a teacher. At this minute, we have to take a break, and then we're going to come back and listen to Valerie calling in from Yardley, Pennsylvania. First, we're going to take a break.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Bonnie McDade and I are looking for guests for our show throughout the fall and winter months. Let's Find Out is on bbsradio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, Sunday evening. It's a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates that we co-host, and we discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus name email list every week to promote our guests. This is a great way to advertise yourself and your business. So if you have an interest, send us an email or get in touch with bbsradio.com, and we'd be happy to have you on. Thank you. If you have lost your sense of fun, feeling stuck in the old routine, are emotionally bankrupt, and are searching for that spark, then you are really ready to connect with your inner Contessa. Louisa Rache invites you to spend some time with her in Italy. Treat yourself to a beautiful retreat in Tuscany to reconnect to your inner wisdom, release fears and doubts, and embrace your birthright of abundance, passion, and power. October 2nd to October 9th. Call Louisa Rache at 215-598-0632, or you can read all about it at www.innercontessa.com. This is an amazing journey that promises to be so much more than a vacation. Again, call Louisa at 215-598-0632 for further information.
Some of you are familiar with energy healing systems like Reiki, acupuncture, and acupressure. Well, vibrational healing works with your energy in a different, powerful way by accessing the inner you. Please plan to join us September 10th, 11th, and 12th for a powerful vibrational healing workshop in Lambertville, New Jersey. After long service as healing practitioners, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade spontaneously received the energetic gift of healing on the fifth dimensional levels. This healing work, vibrational healing, was recently blessed by Amma, the hugging saint. Together, Bonnie and Elizabeth have benefited hundreds of people with every kind of health problem, including many incurable conditions. Allow the darkness to disappear as you meld into light. Something magical is happening on the planet, and in preparing for the changes leading up to 2012, this workshop is at the top of the list. Register for this three-day life-altering event at www.thebcma.net or call 215-996-0646.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. On Sunday night, August 29th, at 9 p.m., Bonnie McDade and I will be following up with our psychic show by having as our guest one of the top psychics on the East Coast. Frank St. James is well known for his psychic detective work. Frank has appeared on several of the top TV shows, including Psychic Detective, and is also a radio personality. He has worked with the police and the FBI for over a decade and usually pinpoints the answer to your questions like a bullseye. Frank is very, very popular among the people here in New Jersey up through Massachusetts and will be on the air to answer your personal questions. Yes, this is a call-in psychic show, so please listen to Let's Find Out on Sunday night, August 29th, and give us a call. We'll be waiting with your answers.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888 815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Hi, welcome back. This is Bonnie McDade. I'm here with Elizabeth, and we've got a caller on line two. Hello, Valerie.
Well, hello, Elizabeth, and hello, Bonnie. Good evening.
Hi. What's your question?
Well, actually, I think I called at the perfect time. Right before commercial break, you were discussing how to tap into your psychic abilities. And as a child, I actually seemed to have a lot of premonitions. For example, we were driving home one evening from my grandparents, and I'm telling my parents we can't go home. We're getting robbed. There's robbers in the house. And I was about 7 or 8 years old. And they were like, oh, Val, it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry. Well, we got home, and, you know, I walked in and felt extremely afraid. And we were robbed. And, of course, my parents turned around and looked at me like I was crazy. But I was 7 or 8 years old at that time, and I always seemed to have these feelings or premonitions, and they always seemed to happen. And I think at that age, felt afraid that I was causing these things to happen, whether they were good or negative.
Sure.
And so I think I kind of pushed it away, and I pushed it outside of my head because I was afraid of it. But I really would like to tap back into those psychic abilities.
Well, you're absolutely right about your timing, because Bonnie and I were about to talk about the psychic classes that I have been teaching for 30 years. And you live in Yardley. You're not far away. And I know there are many classes that you could take and many different weekend sessions with people like Deepak Chopra or somebody. But the classes start on September 30th, and Bonnie took the classes. She's been through all the levels of the classes. Now, Bonnie, when I first met you and we did that hand exercise, do you think you would have been ready to do what we're doing today?
Absolutely not. No way. But the universe was priming me. I was put in a set of circumstances where taking your class was the absolute right thing at the absolute right time when I needed it. And it sounds to me, Valerie, like you're on that path yourself, like you're ready for something like this.
And if you are, you can go to the website, new-visions.com, but we're about to be in Creating Community and Wisdom Magazine. And Bonnie and I have been honored by both of those people that run the magazines. They're publishing our article on energy. You might find that very helpful to you, and we'd love to hear from you down the road.
Okay,
but
great.
You do need training to bring this out. You need to learn the rules, and that's what the classes are, the ins and outs, the rights and the wrongs, how to do this and how not to do it. It's just as important as driving a car or going to school, don't you think, Bonnie?
It absolutely is. In fact, if I could tell a short story, the reason that I started your class, the reason that I sought you out, was because I was getting information from Spirit, and when I shared it, it was incomplete. Mm-hmm. I told someone when they were going to have a baby, someone who was trying to conceive, when their due date was, and when they got the news from their doctor that, yes, this is your due date, they were thrilled. A week later, when she miscarried, I felt horrible because I wasn't given that information. And I knew right then I needed guidance. I needed to know how to tap further into that energy so that I can give not only an accurate reading for someone, but a complete reading for someone and not be a part of that letdown again.
But you know, Valerie, I was born with a veil, and I was born extremely psychic, and my grandmother recognized it because she was. But I had to go through years of learning, processing, training, meditating, and even more. So anyway, I think you're on the right road. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Valerie.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too.
And we have Francis from Maryland.
Yes.
Hi, Francis. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. What's your question?
My question is, my husband passed away 8 years ago, and I see him, and my granddaughter passed away 10 months after him.
Mm-hmm.
And I see them both in photographs that I take.
Mm-hmm.
You see the spirits
hanging around?
Yes.
What you can do with that is to ask them to go to the light. That's the most important thing for you to do.
Well, they've had other people
to go to the light, unless they have a message for you.
They don't want to have
any spirits around.
They have let other people see them, but he won't let me see them. All I see is a flash of white in my house sometimes.
Well, maybe you need to work on opening yourself up a little more. Again, this is a signal for you to begin to tune into your own energies, Francis. Mm-hmm. And I think that the more that you ask to open up to what their messages are, or the more that you ask to know why they're trying to contact you, then that's good. That's going to be something that's within you that you're going to learn how to do. And I think that's probably part of the gift. And what do you think, Bonnie?
Actually, I was just going to say, I feel that you're absolutely right. I think that there's something calling to you, and you need to answer it. You need to pay attention to it. And for me, I would get my hands on, I would read anything I can get my hands on about spirituality and connecting with this energy. And I would begin with Elizabeth's books, because there's nothing like them for really.
And that would be Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim?
Mm-hmm.
And it's
mm-hmm.
not about being a victim, Francis. It explains what entities are and what seeing ghosts do and how you can be helped. But nonetheless, we can probably follow this up down the road, so send me an email, and thank you for the call.
Thanks,
okay,
Francis.
Thank you very much.
Bonnie, I'm getting excited because we're coming into the fall months, and you and I are so busy during the fall months. Our vacation
mm-hmm.
is about to stop. And we have an organization called the Bucks County Metaphysical Association that we founded, and Bonnie is vice president and I'm president, and we're about to do a psychic fair on Halloween, and we're all going to wear costumes.
That's right. And this is a big one. If you're interested in having a psychic reading, Elizabeth will be doing readings. Frank St. James will be there doing readings along with others, and there will be vendors, there will be food, we're going to have bodywork tables, so if you're interested in vibrational healing or reconnective healing, you can sign up for that, make your appointment now for that, and it's all going to happen right here in beautiful Lambertville, New Jersey, right on the Delaware River, and definitely come.
And we have two charities. This is all for charity. We have the Red Cross, and we're going to give to the Humane Society to help the little animals. So those are our two charities for this fair. And it is exciting. I love it when Frank comes down. He's so funny.
I love it when he comes down for the Halloween fair. You never know what he's going to wear.
Well, one time he came in with a black cape with red inside, and he was Dracula.
Dracula, that was beautiful. That's right.
The funniest thing Frank ever did was when he took six of us out to dinner after the fair, and we walked into this restaurant, and the maitre d' said to Frank, "How did you get all these women to go out with you on the same night?" And Frank just steps back, looks at his watch, and says, "Well, we just got in from Utah. We wondered if you had a table." And everybody's
split.
Everybody's split. It was so funny.
Oh, he has a fantastic sense of humor, great personality. So, again, if you're in the area, you definitely want to say hi to him, if not get a reading from him. Yes.
I'll never forget the first time we did the psychic fairs. Bonnie and I, we worked all day long. I was doing the readings, and she was doing the healings. And the next day, we called each other up from the jacuzzi, and we were having a bubbly time, but neither one of us could move.
That's right. Yes, well, when that energy moves, and, well, the way it used to move in the beginning was just the two of us. It was a lot of work. Right now, though, it's more of a blessing, such a blessing.
Let's take one more call from Julie in Virginia, and then we're going to have to call it a night. Hello,
right.
Julie.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Julie. Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine. I'm Colin, I want to ask a question. I have my father-in-law passed away on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I just want any info.
I'm sorry for your loss, but, Julie, there wouldn't be any info tonight, and I'm sure that he's still processing. Usually, one doesn't hear from spirits after they've passed for quite some time, a couple of weeks, a month, that it might be a little longer because they have to process.
Okay, so he has to process, meaning cross over and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this isn't something that we're doing on the air. We're not going to be tuning into spirits on the air. We will answer your questions. My question to you, Julie, is did you have a sense he was going to go? Did you sense he was ready to leave the body?
Yeah, because he had been sick in the hospital for a little over a month.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and he went on a good time. We are in some very powerful, strong energies. So he went on a good time, and I would just pray for his soul to ascend and send some prayers out for his peace and for his safety. And then in about a month or so, you can send me an email, Julie, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Thanks, Julie.
Online.
Right. Thanks for the call. Right. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, Bonnie, here we are. We've given some information, and there's a lot more to give. But I want to say, well, we need to do another show like this, Bonnie. Maybe we should plan the September show to be answering these questions as well, because there seems to be a lot of interest.
There sure does. And I want to remind everyone, too, if you go to the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com, you'll find both of our email addresses there. So if there's anything that you still would like answered, you go ahead and send us emails, and we'll try to get right back to you.
Speaking about that page, there's a couple of other things on that page that I want to bring attention to. One is the chakra meditation, which I recommend for anybody that is beginning. I want to say Valerie, and I want to say Francis and Julie, if you really are interested in perfecting your own psychic abilities, download the chakra tape and meditate with it on a daily basis. If you're upset, and Julie, if you need some peace from your loss, and I'm sorry for your loss, download Bonnie's meditation called the Calm Scene Meditation. And I think that both of those things would be very helpful. Don't you, Bonnie?
That's right. That's right, yes. And they're both right there at the bottom of the page. Real simple.
And now we're going to say goodnight, and we're about to go into our meditation. We have a 5-minute meditation at the end of every show. This one is called the Karma Meditation. Good night, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Good night.
You are preparing to raise your inner vibration to a higher level. Sit in a comfortable chair with both feet flat on the floor in a peaceful place. Close your eyes, relax your body, mind, and emotions. Inhale slowly and deeply. Retain the breath for as long as is comfortable. Exhale slowly and deeply. Do this over and over until it feels natural. In your mind's eye, recall and envision your earliest life memory. Follow this event, examine it, and let the remembering fill you, but simply witness it. Do not comment, compare, or judge. Then direct and follow and allow your mind to replay all the events you remember in your life. Watch the scenes as detached as you can, without any inner emotions. Witness as if you were watching a complete stranger's life story. As you see your life unfold, you may witness yourself being sentimental about people, places, things, or activities that you are recalling. Inwardly say and feel, I am now free of these events and am ready to accept the next moment. If you feel a strong relationship with a personal or universal divinity, you may find that it feels right to state, God, I am giving all this to you. It has always been and always will be yours. Thy will be done. If it's the right prayer, if it leaves you feeling like a part of the universe of Mosaic, filled with peace and ready for God to carry you away to eternal tranquility, then you are on the right track. This is an attitude more than just a recitation. Repeat your statements as often as necessary until you are so free of reactivity to the events that you are recalling and reliving. As you view the scenes of your life in your mind's eye, if you witness a nostalgic sentimentality towards any aspect of your life, you are not ready to join a higher power in the higher dimensions, and you will reincarnate again as a human. Your rebirth can occur now, or when your meditation ends, or sometime after your life ends. If you are empty of reaction to your individual life, you will be filled with a loving interaction with all life. What have you been carrying that you should have put down and left behind? Do you still harbor feelings of regret, anger, hate, disappointment, or any other negative feelings or fears that apply to events, people, or the things that are not here now? Why do you do this painful activity? Why do you cause separation from your blessed higher self or a higher vibration? Life can be equated to a boat ride, taking you from one shore to another. As the boat goes across the water, it leaves a wake in its path. This wake represents your past. And just like the wake of a boat leaves behind, doesn't propel the boat forward at all, your past doesn't drive you towards the other shore. What's done is done. If only you can be done with it. If you don't face the front of the boat and focus your attention in the present moment, you will not be able to avoid running into the icebergs and other potential hazards that could jeopardize your trip through life. Your karma is fulfilled and up to date at all times. Your clinging to the past and fantasizing about the future is what keeps you paying a karmic debt over and over again. Simply focus on this moment and witness the path your boat is traveling. This is action free of reaction and further karma. Relax. Melt into your comfortable meditative posture. Focus on your breath and feel and witness its entry, retention, and leaving. Visualize your great-grandparents in your mind's eye. See them be born, have events take place in their lives, and eventually give birth to your grandparents. Visualize your grandparents being born. See them have events take place in their lives and eventually give birth to your parents. Visualize your parents being born and see them going through the events in their lives that eventually included giving birth to you. As clearly as possible, without reacting physically, emotionally, or mentally, allow the movie of these events of your life unfold on the inner scene of your third eye. Witness the events as unattached as you can, and simply leave your attachments to all the events that have resulted in your being here, now, today, in this moment. Know that you are now on the boat ride of your life, and to look back is to reattach to your ancestors and your old karma and all the suffering that clings to it. So look ahead, free of karma, enjoy the ride, and reach out for a higher vibration. Reach out to your new future. Reach out to the fifth dimension. Take a deep breath, relax, and continue the meditation within yourself.